Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. More now on the Bulger trial. After the jury found James Whitey Bulger guilty on all but one of the 32 counts in his murder and racketeering trial, the once fugitive mobster is facing the possibility of life in prison after his sentencing in November. But his attorneys say they will appeal the conviction, so this morning we speak with one of them. Attorney Hank Brennan joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Brennan, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start by talking about the eventual appeal. What's the basis of this appeal?
There'll be a number of bases for the appeal, but the primary basis for the appeal is that Jim Bulger was prevented from testifying because he was not allowed to tell about his immunity that he had with the Department of Justice. Jim Bulger was eager and prepared to testify about the truth, but he wanted to talk about the entire truth. And when the government opposed that and the court upheld the fact that his ability to testify would be so limited, he was not allowed the protections that our Constitution affords.
What makes you think you're going to get that argument by the Federal Appeals Court when it didn't pass muster with the U.S. attorney here in Boston, Carmen Ortiz, and it didn't pass muster with a federal judge in charge of this trial that's now over?
Well, fortunately for citizens, the United States attorney doesn't make the law or determine what's appropriate. They certainly can make an argument and defend a particular position, and it's understandable that the U.S. attorney's office did not want Jim Bulger to testify about the rampant corruption throughout the FBI and the DOJ over the past 3.5 decades. The appeals court will look at this case without the emotion, without the bias that the prosecutor's office had, and will make a determination based on the law. And we're confident that the Constitution entitles every citizen, regardless of who they are, to testify in their own behalf.
Let me come back to the verdicts. Outside the courthouse yesterday, your fellow defense attorney Jay Carney said that Bulger himself was pleased by how the trial turned out and with the verdicts, but he was found guilty on almost everything. He's facing a likely life sentence when he is sentenced in November. How could he and how could you folks on the defense team be pleased by that?
Practically speaking, Bob, James Bulger was acutely aware of the fact that he would spend the rest of his life in prison, facing prosecutions in 2 state courts and potentially in California, where he had given an admission to possessing dozens of guns. The inevitability of him staying in jail forever was never a question. The reason why Jay Carney, James Bulger, and I were happy with the result of this case is that we had an opportunity to demonstrate not only to the jury but to the public that depth of the corruption in the Department of Justice over the past decades. Unfortunately, we didn't get all the answers we wanted, and we know that the victims' families and the public deserve better answers than we got in this trial. There shouldn't be a government that protects their own liability, and there shouldn't be a government that protects their own employees. If somebody's accountable and has a part in some type of crime, including murder, they should be held responsible. And remember, it was the defense that brought out the fact that people were involved in crimes and the federal government chose not to prosecute so they could save their incredible deals, indefensible deals, with known murderers and gangsters. So it was really important for us to meet that objective at this trial, and we did the best we could.
As we mentioned, sentencing is scheduled for November 13th. What will you be arguing for? What's the strategy?
We haven't sat down and spoke about our plans for the sentencing hearing at this point. Jay Carney and I need to consult with James Bulger and think about the approach we'll take, but our approach throughout this case has been transparency and honesty, and I don't think we'll change course at this point.
As you know, many people thought that James Bulger would testify in his own defense during this trial, but you all made the decision to not have him do that at the end of the trial when you were wrapping up the defense case. What's the likelihood now, then, that we'll hear the voice of James Bulger, that he'll deliver a statement at his sentencing hearing in November?
Well, Jay Carney and I didn't make the decision for James Bulger not to testify. It's always the client's decision. However, I think under the circumstances, James Bulger made the right decision, and we fully supported him. James Bulger wants the public to know about our federal government, wants the public to know about our Department of Justice. I don't know that a sentencing hearing gives him that forum or opportunity, but I don't think James Bulger has been silenced. At some point, this story needs to come out. The victims' families and the public want it to come out. And by whatever form it's going to come out, it will.
Hank Brennan, defense attorney for James Whitey Bulger, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.